Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Previously on Mystery Down Under.
I'm going to check on Briel.
Briel is happy to be held.
I'm going
to
approach the globe.
It opens up. Suspended in brown liquid is a lifeless version of Briel.
That's the liquid that poured over
Eric me. Is sad because there's a dead creature and he's holding the live one. The dead Briel in his hand, and he's going to bring it closer to the living Briel.
It's alive. It's moving. You hear a girl.
Stop now. Miss Thompson.
And I saw Wooly, and he was hurting her.
On the wall of the cupboard, BM.
Bree's first and last name, is it?
Two triangles coming from different directions that meet in the middle, vivisected by a straight line.
The logo that the mining company uses.
So he's choosing them.
For what?
Did you know what he was trying to do to her?
Don't trust any adults. Don't trust any of them.
There's also that abandoned house that I was talking about.
Okay, let's go to the abandoned house then.
Okay. Ride, possibly hastened by your surging adrenaline and the thoughts that race around your head, transfer all the way down your body into your legs as you pedal all the way to the far edge of town, going westward to get to the old abandoned house, the one that you've passed for years, daring yourself just to get up to the steps. But chickening out at the last minute. Eric, you're running as you always do, running from your thoughts, running from your fears, running towards the hope of maybe saving someone, leaving this world a better place, leaving Warrawirra in a town that you can be proud of. And you get to the house. Yeah, I call it a house, but people never knew what it was or what it was built for. It probably was a shack that was hastily constructed early in the town's history for a miner.
Shed or
it's corrugated iron.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right.
Constructed in the idea of a house more than anything else. Mm. It's held together through sheer will.
I was going to say, who would ever live there, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, when you don't have anything better and you just need a kip so you can go back to working and building all the other houses for the town, the mines soon sought out building proper facilities, and then they went on to build a town where people can call their house a home. But you get to this shack. It looks abandoned, as always. It looks sad and empty as it forlornly leans to one side, having been battered by winds and rain and sand and who knows what else.
Drop our bikes in the yard. Four of us stand there looking up at it. Who's first?
Well,
Eric will.
He'll go.
Just doesn't stop running.
Yeah.
You just lope past us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go straight there.
We find the three of us cinematically and you just go whoosh.
Is it so it steps up? Or is it just flat straight?
It's just flat straight. Yeah.
Just
there's an old chicken wire fence. Right. But
just happens to be next to a road. Just drop there almost. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, right straight up to the door. Eric just keeps going.
And you just...
It slows down to a bit of a jog, goes to the door, and with the intention that it's open, pushes it open.
Swing it open.
And it is?
Yep.
Great. He walks straight in.
We're going to follow him.
Well, I guess we're going in.
It's a dirt floor. There's a few dusty glassware abandoned on a tall shelf. Things that have been left for years, decades even. As you walk on the floor, though, you feel a strange... Are you barefoot, Eric?
Yep.
Yeah. You feel a strange sensation under your feet.
Is it warm?
It just feels like usually a dirt floor is packed. You know, it's tight.
Yeah.
It just feels like it's loose, disturbed.
As if there's something that's like underneath it, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay, cool. He'll start using his feet to kind of kick the loose soil away and see if there's anything under there.
You might need to dig a bit further.
Okay.
So as you kind of scrabble in the ground, your friends see you trying to uncover something.
Yeah, but if it looks like Eric is like, if he's doing that with that intention, you know, Dickie will drop down like close by him and try and just start shoveling soil away to help out. Yeah, it's just, and he's going to be coming with Eric to try and shovel away things as well.
Yeah,
is there a shovel?
No, but you might be able to peel away some corrugated iron to just kind of use as a
literally just as a scoop.
Yeah. So everyone rolls up their sleeves. If you're probably not wearing sleeves,
no,
let's
God,
be
no.
real. But you metaphorically roll up your sleeves, ready
it'd be
to
hot in this little metal shack.
Absolutely.
Oh God, it'd be so unpleasant.
It's like mid morning now. Mm-hmm. The sun would be beating down,
and it only keeps heat in.
Yeah,
it's a hothouse. It's a sauna.
Dripping sweat onto the earth while we shovel it away.
Yeah, pools around your feet, and you scrabble, you scrape, and then dink.
Huh.
You hit something.
Good one, Eric.
Thanks.
Let's uncover it.
What is it?
You brush away the soil, and you see the gleaming stone that you recognize from down in the cave.
What?
This opalized mineral, and you also see a foot.
A human foot?
A skeletonized foot.
In
opalized.
Oh.
You brush away the leg, the knee, the pelvis. You might need to do a bit more digging.
So it's someone's skeleton buried and opalized, mm-hmm. like the ammonite.
Mm-hmm.
It's a preserved opal human skeleton in the dirt. Buried like not deep, just shallow buried in here.
Yeah.
No, like kind of identifying, is it just a skeleton? Is any identifying features on it whatsoever?
Is it like wearing a bracelet or anything like that?
It's gold teeth gleam.
Gold teeth.
Oh, Goldie? Gold teeth?
You got it.
Yeah.
The highwayman that was thought to be lost to time.
I have no clue what's going on, and I love it.
So is this body embedded in the soil, as in like a fossil would be, or is it just covered by a top layer of soil?
Covered, yeah.
Okay, so it's not embedded in the earth.
No.
So this has presumably been transported here, potentially.
Mm.
Does it look like the skeleton, does it look like it's been sort of put in repose? Like it's lying straight with its arms down by its side or crossed on its chest? Or is it just like fetal position, just like dropped in the ground?
Is there any sort of like care that has been taken into placing it somewhere?
Or how the body was left for it to be claimed by the forces of nature. Its knees are curled tight to its chest.
Right.
Its elbows tucked in at the side, and its hands
raised defensively.
Its face.
Oh wow! Okay.
I think while like we're kind of digging it away and, you know, trying to unearth this creature, or human or whoever, because he doesn't know at this point. Dickie's like trying to fill the silence, and he just starts talking about Did you guys ever hear about the Somerton Man? Somerton Man was this like person in Adelaide, and they found this body that was just on the beach, and it was just lying there, and they didn't know that it was dead at first, but when they went up to it, it was just this person wearing completely new clothes, and the tags had been cut off, but there was no identifying marks on them whatsoever. And like they never knew how this person died. They didn't know if they drowned. There was no way to tell who it was, but they think that maybe like it may have been a suicide, but also it may have been like a spy who got killed by his enemies. But there was like, yeah, it's really weird, and no one knows what happened at all.
I think we might be in the middle of something even weirder than that, Dickie. Can you believe?
We're looking at a skeleton here.
But it's like an opal skeleton.
I mean, it's pretty cool, I'll give it that, but creepy as all hell.
Do you have opal in that dictionary of yours?
And
what's so special about
it? He flops down the bag, and once again, as per usual, he brings out the little well-worn pocket dictionary with frayed edges. Yeah.
Ellen, while this is happening, Eric is going to be conscious of the fact that Briel is on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. How is Briel handling this?
Briel, it seems like if it were a snake, it's kind of like wiggling from side to side, its head kind of appraising.
Like a curious. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's not just like freaking out.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't upset or freaking out. Fantastic.
Do you want opal or do you want opalization?
Do you have... Both. Read both. Dickie, read both, you idiot.
So opal.
He's got two different dictionaries, one in each hand, one on opal and one on opalization. And he's like, I don't know which one to use.
Which one should I do first?
You're opal, lucky that you have a dictionary the size of the internet there.
Yeah. Opal is a gemstone consisting of a form of hydrated silica. Typically semi-transparent and showing many small points of shifting color against a pale or dark ground.
What's silica?
Isn't that the stuff in shoes?
He flips.
Yeah, okay.
He flips.
You like have a packet and it's like, don't eat it.
I thought it was like sand or something.
It's just like a chemical it's just like a chemical formula of some kind. But it's, you know, it's found in quartz.
I love that. That was so...
It's found in quartz.
Or living organisms.
Ah.
I love that was so offhand as well from Dickie. It's just a compound.
It's just a chemical compound.
As he's reading it from the dictionary.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Like, come on.
Dummies.
And then he's going to flip back to opalization as he incorrectly spells it on his iPhone.
Wow, really playing fast and loose with the anachronistic nature. I tried really hard to make this relevant to the, I did a lot of research on Australia in the 70s. And
I love the fact that you put a pocket dictionary in
your
backpack.
Now we've just got an iPhone.
It's a pocket dictionary. You can say it's not in the dictionary. It's
up to
you.
You know why as well? Yeah. Because Dickie, he found parents and adults always talking around him.
Yeah.
And just kind of like pass him and through him, and they would always use words that he didn't understand. So whenever he like got words that he didn't understand, he would write those words down. And he realized, well, I'll know what they're talking about because I'll learn all the words.
That's also used to be what every every school kid things. Was told. Yeah. You don't know a word, look it up.
Look it up in blind dictionary.
You had a dictionary as a kid growing up.
Yeah. Whereas now I'm like
to replace with or convert into opal, opalized trunks of trees, most of them of prehistoric species.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay.
Well, this guy isn't prehistoric. He's old.
But like, it doesn't say how it happens.
Didn't he go missing in the... what is it, Jono, if you kind of flip through, you hear the story of Highwayman, yeah, Goldie McMahon, who went missing in 1820.
Yeah.
I don't think a dictionary is going to tell us how it happens.
Yeah.
I think it just tells us what the word means.
I'm seeing if, like...
But that means something can become...
If I found it, I'd have, like, Dickie's brains rolling.
But that means, though, right, that things can become opals. That's what that says. Like, trees can become an opal. Like, a living thing can become an opal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it also says prehistoric things, like over time. This guy isn't that old. He's old, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything that can opalize that quickly. But it is.
Maybe Briel can. Briel.
Opalize.
Can you opalize things really quickly?
It moves towards the skeleton of this bandit. And it kind of latches on.
Mm.
You hear crunch as its little pincer-like teeth crack through the opalized skeleton. And Bree begins to shimmer and stretch, growing larger and gleaming. You feel a pulsing in the room. You feel like you're near something that's giving off huge amounts of energy. It's like standing too close to a car's engine. You hear it rumble through you. And a huge sucking noise. And then Briel stops its feed and is now approximately the size of a small dog.
Bullshit.
It's
what?
Puckered skin opens. And you see two large eyes.
Quartz eyes? No.
No, not quartz eyes. But they are large and they look like kind of like a horse's eyes. In fact, as the energy pulsed through Briel, the head grew longer, a mouth slit up the side. It kind of resembles a mix between a seahorse and some kind of lizard creature.
Okay, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's
yeah.
got these big doughy eyes now.
And a snout and a mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Briel?
And almost little kind of limbs.
Also, it gets like vestigial legs now.
Yeah. So they sprout from its torso.
It's a rename.
Dickie looks at him.
Brog.
And is like
Brog.
Real? Like almost just like questioningly, like because it just goddamn morphed right in front of them.
Eric is gonna Eric is gonna kneel down and pick it up.
It likes to be picked. It likes to be held close to you, and you feel like it's stronger than ever.
It's going to be a little bit harder to hide Briel now.
Yeah. Fits in a backpack still.
That's all right.
Yeah.
And Eric will open his backpack and put Briel in.
Fantastic. His head kind of...
Yeah, head pops out. Yeah.
Pops out.
Is it heavy?
It doesn't feel so. It feels almost like... It feels like it's surprisingly light is what what I'm trying to say.
Feels like, oh, it's made of... opal, like a rock.
Yeah, like its skin is tough and impenetrable almost, but
it's quite
real itself it's not heavy.
And the skeleton now is it just an ordinary skeleton now?
How much did it eat?
The leg is.
Just an ordinary.
Oh. So it's like stripped the opal off of it.
Yeah, and now it's just back to generic weird skeleton.
Yeah, or one of his legs is.
Right, right.
Up until probably, is it the...
The femur?
The femur, yeah.
So, can I determine whether it was like a coating or it was a conversion? Like it's converted the bone back or it's stripped something from the outside?
I guess that's brains.
Yeah.
It could be a hard brains roll.
Yeah, that's going to be a 13.
Oof.
Oof.
The big guns.
You need to
max it max or it. 11. Oh, no, I need to max
you
it.
You need
yeah.
to max.
No, 2. Take an adversity token. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's such a good like, yeah, I failed.
Yes.
Makes you want to fail and try
shit. Yeah. Makes you want to try weird shit.
Yeah, so I end up looking at the bone and I'm like, it's a bone.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm holding a bone. I'm holding a dead...
I think you should... Yeah.
I'll put that back. Should we cover him back over? This feels wrong.
Dickie's gonna, like, keep venturing through the house now.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever this place is.
I'm gonna shovel dirt back over him. It feels wrong.
There's not so much to see. There's a shelf that has, you know, just mugs.
There's no, like, scribblings or anything that shows these logos that we've seen or no other places of restraints. Like, it doesn't...
Do you,
like,
pick up the mugs?
He'll like, venture through. Yeah. He'll, like, touch things.
And you brush the dust aside. North Limited.
Right. So he finds that exact same logo of the triangles and the... It's like,
What was it on? Sorry?
It was mugs. The mugs that were just in the shelves. But it looks like they haven't been, you know... The mugs haven't been used in a long time. This whole place obviously hasn't been used in a long time. It seems to have just been housed for this and body.
Yeah, when you pointed out the mugs, I think it's like, Jessica, I think she's right.
We have to go to the company?
I think we have to go to the mine.
How are we going to get in there? It's like an all-day kind of thing.
Does it run at night as well?
Yeah, they got shift workers.
It'd be easier at night, less people.
Dark would too.
Be. Less adults.
Well, I mean, could we get ourselves an inn? What about your dad, Jono?
What do I tell him? I want to look at the mine. I want to go down the mine, Dad.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever like asked him to go there before? Maybe we just like really, maybe he's like really interested in seeing how things work. And because it's like school holidays,
also, he's like to do. You guys are like a year off from working there anyway. No, not that I mean you're going to work there, but if you wanted to.
I don't.
No, I mean, yeah, why would neither. You? It sucks. But you could be asking about jobs or...
Or maybe we can like say like, you know, we're really... Because we are, but we can use it and say like we're really, you know, distraught and distracted by what happened with Brianna and we just need like to take our minds off that. So maybe like going and just, you know, seeing the mines and might take our minds off that.
I mean, I can try. I still think it sounds a little odd, but maybe he won't be odd enough for him to think it's weird.
It's that or we break in.
I just think the more we wait around, the harder it's going to be to find Bree, and we need to do that very quickly.
No, I know. Yeah. I know, mate. But it's no use going off half-cocked, is it?
It's a very good phrase. Sorry.
Good Aussie can't just phrase. Wait around either. You said that the girl in your dream was being like tortured and being hurt. What if the same thing's happening to Brianna right now?
No, I'm worried about that too. I am. Well, I could ask my dad when he gets home tonight and then we'll see if he'll let us have a little look around tomorrow.
Or we just go up there now.
He would be working there now.
We can just avoid it.
I could say I've got an emergency. I need to talk to him about something.
We could just go up there and see what happens.
I love Eric's. Eric's just like, let's just go.
Let's just do it.
We also have Bree might be able to like do something with a lock or one of the lifts or something.
Yeah.
If they're all working, they might not pay much attention to us as long as we're careful.
Well, let's just scope the place out. I think Eric's right. Let's go. No one else is going to solve this.
No, that's probably right. Going on our bikes?
Yeah.
Eric, are you going to be able to run that far? It's like
I can run.
Yeah, I guess. It's like half an hour away on bikes.
It's what? 3K?
Shit, you're fast.
He runs it every morning.
Yeah.
Three K in half an hour is not too bad.
I reckon we'll be more puffed than he will.
Yeah. So
kids on bikes.
Do you cover Goldie back up?
I covered Goldie back up. Yeah. As much as you know, whatever crimes that he did, like uncovering someone's skeleton is just something that feels humanly wrong, I think. Mm. I think even teenagers know that you don't just unearth a skeleton, someone's remains, and just leave it there.
And sometimes it can just be that, like, you don't want to have
look
bad
at the face.
Karma. You don't want to have bad karma on you
disturbing
as well. Like, you've disturbed the grave.
Corpse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, what kind of grave?
Well, you know, just it. Take these
barely
teeth.
six inches. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, between the opal and the gold teeth, we are sitting on so much money.
Why don't we screw this mystery and just move out east?
Start our own mining company.
We can go to Nimbin. It's the festival circuit. Someone get a combi van, and that's just our life now.
Ellen, make it happen.
The DM's just like, well, there goes my plot.
Don't
Thanks,
say
guys.
That, because if you say it, I'll have to do it. You ditch some dirt back over the opalized, now slightly less so, remains of Goldie McMahon. You head out, grab your bikes, and you begin the long ride towards the North Limited Mines. Dust in your face, the heat bearing down upon you, and that's when you see the car of Keith Thompson trailing behind you.
Double fuck.
You have been listening to Mystery Down Under, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Kids on Bikes and all associated properties are trademark of Renegade Game Studios. Used with permission.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.